Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Psachim Mem Aleph. We're 9 lines from the top of the Amud. The Mishnah told us that one may not eat a Korban Pesach unless it was properly roasted. But otherwise, if it was cooked, whether in water or other juices, mashkin or peiros, there's a lav, one may not eat that Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara 9 lines from the top, Ein mevashlim v'chul. Now what happens to other juices other than water? How do we know that that also would be us? Tana Rabbanan. Bamoim, since the pasuk only mentions water, so the pasuk says, Al toichlu mimenu na. We may not eat a Korban Pesach which was not fully roasted, nor is a partially roasted Korban Pesach. Ubashel mevushel bamoim, or a Korban Pesach which was cooked in water. So that's not meant to be eaten. What ye? Says the pasuk, Ki im tzli eish, rather, a Korban Pesach which was roasted, tzli eish, al-krov val-kirboi. Roishay al-krov val-kirboi. So since the pasuk begins by describing the iser, don't eat na, partially roasted, or if it was cooked, but cooked in what? U'boshal moshal ba-moim, that implies that only water poses a concern. Tana Rabbanan, ba-moim, only water. Ein li ala ba-moim. We only find an iser if it was cooked in water. Shar mashkim minayin. How do we know that even the Korban Pesach cooked using other liquids, other juices, would also be problematic? Amris kal v'chaymer. We can apply and learn it from a kal v'chaymer. Uma amayim. Shein mefigin tamon. Asurin. Since we find that even water, although it doesn't really change the flavor, it doesn't affect the taste because it doesn't have its own flavor. It's tasteless. So even that is asur. The Torah says something cooked in water is asur. Shor mashkin, certainly other forms of juice, other liquids which have their own flavor, and they distort, they affect the actual flavor, natural flavor of the meat. Shor mashkin shemefigin taman, which change, which have an effect on the taste of the meat. Lo koshkin, certainly, of course, does it is it to eat that Korban Pesach. So according to the Tanakama, the Rabbanon here, Bamoim is the pasuk Shor mashkin from a kavochim. Taisus as a kasha, we know that ein mazhir min adin, we may not derive an ashora, an oinish from a kal v'chomer. This is learned in the Gemara Makkos. So how can we learn the lav and the malkus pertaining to other mashkin from a kal v'chomer based on mayim? Says Taisus, we're not trying to introduce a new concept. We're not trying to be mechadish something new, rather just to be megala, to reveal, to demonstrate the true intention of Bishul. That when the Torah says Bishul, it's not specifically regarding water, but pertaining to any types of Bishul, any type of cooking, involving any type of juice as well. So this is the Tanakama, Bamayim is the Pasuk, other Mashkim learn from Kavachim. Rebbe Omer, I have a different Mokar for this Halach. Bamayim. The pasuk says b'mayim, which indicates ein li ala mayim. Perhaps from here we only learn water. Shor mashkin minayim. What about other mashkin? Talmud Lomar ubashel mevushel mikol mokim. Why does the Torah say bashel mevushel rather than just say atochlu menu na umevushel? Bashel mevushel is a ribuy to be marbe and include other types of mashkin as well. My b'nayu. What is the difference halachically between the Rabbanan, who learns from a Kavachimer, and Rebbe, who learns from the extra word, Bashel Mavushel, Ike Benayu. The difference would be, it's Li Keder. It was roasted in a pot. So Keder is Kedera. Meaning that you didn't put any other liquids in there. You took the piece of meat, put it in a pot, and it got cooked in its own juice. So this will be the Nafkamina. According to Rebbe, this is also considered a form of bishul because it's cooking in juice and liquid. Whereas according to the Chachamim, there's no concern because this liquid, this juice emanating from the piece of meat won't affect its flavor. It's the same variety as the meat itself. It won't change, it won't distort the taste of the meat. And therefore, it's not included in the Kavachomer. The reason why other mashkim are usher because of the Kavachomer. Since water which doesn't have an effect is usher, surely other juices which will change the flavor are usher. But this type of juice, this type of natural liquid emanating from the meat, won't change the flavor. And therefore, according to Chachamim, Tzli Keder would be mut. Perhaps let's take a look at Rashi inside here. So we back up about 8 lines from where we're holding now in the Gemara. So the Rashi begins the line with Bamayim. Uvashel mevushel Bamayim. Perhaps only water would be a problem, but other juices not. Says the Tanakhama, we learn it from a Kavachim, that since water, although it doesn't have a real effect on the flavor of the meat, it's still aser. It's aser to cook in water. Certainly other juices, shemefig and taman, says Rashi, shenoistin by tam shlehem, which insert their own flavor into the meat, of course it will be worse off, and one cannot do that. That's the Tanakhama. And Rabbi says, we have a drasha, ubashal mevushal, rubuyahu. It's an extra word, dahavei lemichtav, no mevushal. The pasuk should have said, al teichlu mimenu no umevushal. Bashal, mevushal is a double lashon to include other types of liquids. The Gemara said, the nafkamin is tzli keder. Shemavashal oisei bekedera beloy mayim. It's cooked in a kedera, tzli keder, in a kedera, without adding water, ubashal shemashka, without adding any other mashka. Elamayim haneflatim mishamnoi. Or ela b'mayim hanaflatim mishamli. It's cooked in its own juice, in its own shuman, its own fat. So that's enough kamin. Leman the yolaf lamikavachomer, according to the chachamim, who derive other mashkim by way of a kavachomer, hachashari. In this case, it's mutter because there's no effect, there's no change to the flavor. Lerebbe the yolaf mirubuya. However, according to Rebbe, he learns from a ribuy. Hai nami bashlam avushlo. This is also included in bashlam avushlo because it's a form of vishul. Says the word Rabbanon, Hai Bashal Mavushal Mai Avdilahu. Chacham who learned other mashkim from a Kavachimah, what do they do with the double lashon of Bashal Mavushal? They apply to the following halacha contained in the following brisa. Bishloi Vachakach Tzolei. Let's say he first cooked the Korban Pesach and then followed the cooking by roasting it. Oi, in the reverse, Shetzolei Vachakach Bishloi. First he roasted it, and then he cooked it. Chayiv, he's Chayiv Malkus upon eating this Korban Pesach. Says, well, let's analyze. Bishleim Bishleim Vachakach Tzolei. If he first cooked it and then roasted it, Chayiv, of course he's Chayiv Deho Bashli, because he cooked it. This thing was already cooked prior to being roasted. So it has a din of a Mavushal, and there's Malkus upon eating it. It doesn't lose its Mavushal status just because he followed it with some roasting, which doesn't really change the status. It's already a mavushal. So that we understand. Ella, but in the other case, we have some difficulty. Tzolei, vachakach bishlei, he first roasted it, so it's been roasted. And then he decided to add some cooking to it. Why is he chayiv? Hotzli eishu. It's considered roasted. Why would it lose its status of tzolei? Once tzolei, always tzolei. Am I? So why would it be chayiv? Rav Kana, Hamani Rabbi Yosi. Apparently, this price is following Shitas Rabbi Yosi, who holds that even if you follow one process with another, the second most recent process adds some new element to the item. And in this case, even though he initially roasted it properly, but once he followed it with a cooking process, that adds. It becomes in addition to being a roasted item, it's also a cooked item. As we're going to see in the following brisa, when we took something which was baked and then cooked it, it's considered cooked. According to Rabbi Yosi, this sanya yoytzin berikik hashori. One could be yoytzin mitzvahs matzah by eating a rikik, a matzah which was soaked. Ubim avushal shelo nimayach. Or with something which was cooked after it was baked, it was followed by a cooking process, as long as it was loy nimayach, it wasn't didn't disintegrate, didn't dissolve, but still retains its form. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, since this matzah was cooked, of course, it was baked, of course, so the fact that he followed it with a cooking process doesn't detract, it's not mevatel the afia status, the fact that it was baked, it still remains a baked item. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Yoitzim rikik hashor. You can be yoitzim with a soaked matzah, but not if it was cooked. Even if it didn't disintegrate, it didn't dissolve, it still retained its shape, its form, it still looks like a matzah. Even though it was initially baked, once you followed it with cooking, the bishul is mevatel dafir. It's no longer regarded as something baked and can be used for matzah. Likewise, when it comes to the carbon pesach, which is meant to be roasted, according to Rabbi Yossi, even if something was already roasted, but if it's followed with a bishul, that bishul is mevatel the roasted aspect of it. Ula amar afilu teir Rav Meir. You know what? This halach can be in line with Rav Meir as well. Although when it comes to matzah, he says once it's baked, you can't go ahead and turn it into something cooked. It can't be mevatel the baked aspect of it. But when it comes to Pesach, it's different. Shani Yacha, here it's different to Amakra, because we have a Pasuk, a Boshel Mavushel, Mikom Mokim, which is coming to add even this case. It's a Ribuy, that even something which had already been roasted, if you follow the Tzliya with Bishel, it does add a cooked element to the meat, and is considered Mavushel, and that's because the Torah is being Marbi, even this type of Bishel, even if it's just a weak type of Bishel, Boshel Mavushel is coming to add this case as well. So let's summarize. We have a Pesach which is cooked in water. All agree it's Aser. And other Mashkin all agree as well. It is Aser and involves a Chiyuv of Malkus. According to the Rabbanan, because of the Kal V'Chomer, according to Rebbe, Boshel Mavushel is coming to add other Mashkin as well. Mor says, Nafkamina between the two Shitas is Tzli Kedar. So if you hadn't added any liquid or juice, it was just cooked in its own juice. According to the Rabbanan, it's okay because the taste has not been affected. According to Rebbe, this is also included in Bashal Mavushal. And regarding something which was roasted and then cooked, so according to one version, Rabbi Yossi will be the one that says it's considered cooked. According to Ula, even Rame would agree because the Pasuk is Marbe, even this type of Bishal. Tana Rabban. Yachol tzolai kol tzorcha yechayv. Perhaps a person over barbecues, over roasts his Karban Pesach, he would be chayv on eating it. Because the Pasuk says it has to be tzliyesh, properly roasted, but not, Rashi says, not kliyesh, not burnt in a fire. So perhaps there would be a chiv of malchus. Talmud loyma al toyechlu memenu, no? Ubashel mevushel b'mayim. The Torah is telling you you can't eat it if it's no. If it's not properly roasted, not fully roasted, or if it's cooked. No, ubashal mavushal, amarta lecha. I only instructed you regarding no or cooked. V'loi shetzolot kol tzorchoi, but not in the case where it was over roasted, that would not involve an isr. Hechi dami, what's the example of this over roasting? Amar vashi de shavi charoicha. That he went ahead and scorched it, burnt it. Even so, there's no lav, as in Farshan speak out, we're speaking, obviously, that it's still edible, and therefore, he can be yoytz in the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Tana Rabbanan, yochol ochal kazais chai, he chai. Perhaps, even if a person eats raw Korban Pesach, he's chayv malchus, because it's not properly roasted. Is that so? Talmud loymar, no. Al toichlu mimenu no, ubashal mavushal. Once again, let's look at the wording of the pasuk. Don't eat cooked, don't eat partially roasted. No, ubashal amarti lecha. I only instructed you regarding partially roasted or cooked. Only there do we have a chiyuv of malchus. V'loy chai, but not if it's raw. It's raw, there's no malchus. Yochel yehem mutar. If that's the case, perhaps lichat chila, you can eat Korban Pesach even raw. Tamad loymar, klin kim tzliyesh. That same pasuk concludes by saying, well, don't eat it, no. Or mevushel, but do eat it tzliyesh. So there's a mitzvah say to eat the Korban Pesach properly roasted. Let's take a look at Rashi. Right off to the right. Chai, says Rashi, legamri, completely raw, shloi nitzle klal, not at all roasted. Perhaps there's a chiv there. No, tzliv and tzali. No, it's partially roasted. So only something like that, or cooked, entails a chiv, a malchus, but not something raw. If that's the case, as Rashi, yochel yeh mutar, perhaps it will be mutar l'chatchila, l'echa memenu chai, l'chatchila, tafilu yisur nami leka, ta'amud lema. That's what the pasuk says. Al toichlu menu no. And then continues, ki im tzliyesh. We imply, v'loy zeh shein etzali. The only way is tzliyesh, but not something which is not tzliyesh. Now, why is there no lav? Why is there no malchus? Says Rashi, v'avi lav shebeklolis. Because this lav is not your typical lav. A specific lav telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that. For instance, eating it partially roasted or cooked. The Torah is specifically telling you, don't do that. It's a specific lav for this ma'aseh, for this act. And that results in curse. But when we have a lav, which is a general, unspecified lav, like over here, the Torah is telling you, the only way to eat it is tzliyesh, but no other way. So that's including anything other than tzliyesh, whether raw, partially roasted, cooked. So it's a general, unspecified lav. And therefore, a lav shebeklolis does not result in malchus. V'aytana savar, this tan over here that says there's no malchus upon eating the raw karm pesach, he holds ein loikin a lav shebeklolis. There's no malchus on a general lav. So in Isser, yeah, because the Torah is telling you, eat it specifically, tzliyesh, but malchus, no. Continues the Gemara. Heichi damina, what exactly is this no? Amarav, could the Amri Parsoi, as the Persians say, Avar Naim. Avar Naim, Rashi says, is a certain type of partial roasting, partial barbecuing. Continues the Gemara. Amrav Chizda, Hamavasho b'chamitveri b'shabas pot. If one should cook on Shabbos using chamitveri, the natural hot springs of Tveria, which were remnants of the marble, Chazal say Hashem left some over so that the people in this world can enjoy, can have te'elis, benefit from it, has a therapeutic value to it. So a person should use that type of material, which is not, it's not the heat of fire, it's natural heat coming from the natural spring water. If he cooks using that, he's potter. That's not considered a proper bishul, which needs to utilize heat of fire specifically. So that's when it comes to Shabbos. However, Pesach, shebishle b'chametveri chayiv, according to Pesach, which was cooked using these chametveri. Of course, the Mepharshim speak out, we're not speaking specifically about chametveri because you can't take the Korban Pesach out of Yerushalayim. This is an example. Should he cook his Korban Pesach using naturally hot spring water? And eats that Korban Pesach is chayiv. By the way, when we speak about chayiv in the whole sugya, we're not referring to the actual cooking process. The chayiv is only if a person eats this type of Korban Pesach. Torah says, don't eat a Korban Pesach which was cooked. So if a person eats a Korban Pesach cooked using chametveri, it's chayiv. Says, well, why this difference? Maishna b'Shabbos, deloy, why is it that on Shabbos there's no chayiv? By cooking something with chametveri, they told us, eish b'ina v'leka, because by Shabbos we need to have a derivative of fire. It needs to be told us the eish. Heat coming from an eish. In this case, there is no H. Therefore, he's potter. If so, Pesach Nami, Lav told us Eishu. When it comes to Korban Pesach, it's not either told us Eish. So why is this considered something cooked? If it's not Bishul for Shabbos, then it's not Bishul for Pesach. Omar Rava, my Chayev, the Tani, you're right. What does the word Chayev mean? When Chizah says, Pesach Shebishle Bechametveri Chayev. You know what he meant when he said Chayev? Not on account of the lav of don't cook. It's not considered cooked. Rather, the ka'avar mishum tzliyesh. He was over on the lav of tzliyesh. This general lav. He meant to eat it roasted, but not in any other way. Including something which was cooked through chametveri. So true, it's not a mavushal. So that specific lav, which says don't cook, don't eat something cooked, certainly doesn't apply here. But the other general lav, eat it roasted only, and in no other way includes this as well, because it's not roasted, it's not sliyish. As Rashi points out, apparently he's working with a shita that there is malchus for a general law, for a law shebeklalis. Concludes the Gemara, Rav Chiya ben Rav Nosson, he presented, he had a gersa, masni lo, lo Rav Chizda behedya. He presented Rav Chizda's statement clearly indicating that the Chiyav is based on Tzliyesh, on that general law. Om Rav Chizda, Hamavashel b'chamei Tveria, b'shabas pater. However, u'pesach, shebishle b'chamei Tveria chayev. Why? And Rav Chizda himself concluded, she'avar mishum, which lav? Mishum Tzliyesh. Let's see Rashi. About 8 lines from the bottom. So Rav Chizda tells us, chamei Tveria, if he cooked on Shabbos using the mayones reischen, these natural hot springs, he's pata. Pesach shebishne b'chamei Tveria chayiv al achilos. Right, we're speaking about the chiv on the achilo. And at this point, the Gemara figures because alkadaitich mishum zeloy seichel mavushel. The chiv is on account of the lav, which says you're not meant to eat something cooked. So Gemara asked, well, if on Shabbos we say he's not chayiv, the lav told us eishi hilkach lav bishelu. So why when it comes to Pesach do you consider it Bishul? And we responded by saying, you're right, there's no issur of Bishul. The issur is because it's not properly roasted. So by default, there's a lav. Mishum tzliyesh. Lav, the loy seichal. Ki ain't tzliyesh. That lav there is. V'loy lav the Bishul. V'savar, Rav Chizda apparently holds, loy kin alasha beklolis. And the one concluded, indeed, Rav Chizda said behedya, clearly, the chayev Rav Chizda, mishum tzliyesh, v'lav mishum Bishul. So we see from this Gemara that this pasuk of Al Toichlo Menu No Umvashem Vushel B'Mayim begins with a specific lav, don't eat no, don't eat cooked, but then concludes with a general lav, Kiyim Tzliyesh. Rather, eat it roasted, only roasted, but anything other than roasted would be aser. But that's called a lav shebeklalis, because it's all inclusive. Anything other than properly roasted is included in that lav. So according to one opinion, there's malchus even on lav shebeklalis, and according to the other opinion, there is not. They won't pick up on this topic and apply it to different cases. Amar Rav. Achloy no. If a person ate the Korban Pesach, no, partially roasted, like a shtayim, he gets 2 malkas. Why? One is the specific lav, because it was roasted. It was no, partially roasted. And then we have the general lav, the Kim Tzliyesh lav, that there's a lav for anything other than roasted properly. So according to Rava, there's a malkus on lav shebeklalis. Continues the Gemara, mevushel, if you eat something cooked, like your time here as well. There are 2 malkas. One on account of a specific lav, al toichel mevushel, and then the general lav, because it's not properly roasted. No umevushel, if you should eat the Korban Pesach. No and mevushel, like your shalish, he gets 3 malkas. One on account of the specific isser of no, the other one because of mevushel, and the other one because of the general lav, because it's not properly roasted. So according to Rava, there's a malchus on a lav shebeklalis. Abaye disagrees. Abaye Omar ain't loikin a lav shebeklalis. Therefore, he holds we would not apply the general lav to give him malchus. Let's take a look at Rashi on top. Loikish time. This is Rava speaking. You get 2 malchus. Mishum loisaychal no. That's number 1. And number 2, mishum loisaychal ki im tzliyesh. Dechi im tzliyesh nami a lav loisaychal koi. Says Rashi, where does tzliyesh have a lav? Because the words Kiyim Tzliyesh refers back, connects back to the beginning of the pasuk Al Toichlu Menu. So Al Toichlu only if it's Tzliyesh. So we learn from here that the general lav, a general malchus, for anything other than, than properly roasted. So that's Rav Ashita. No entails 2 malchus and mevushel as well. Says Rashi, Leikishtein Mishum Mevushel. Number 1, because it was cooked. So we have a specific lav on that. And in addition, umishum lo yisaychlu kim tzliyesh, which is a general lav. Abai disagrees. He says, this lav, this general lav, is lav shebechlolisu, de koil boi ko mene bishulim, she'enot tzliyeh le'aser. Because this lav is not a specific lav for a specific mice. It's coming to include anything that's not properly produced. Whether it's partially roasted, whether it's cooked, whether it's cooked with water, other juices, even something which is raw, even something which is chametveri, So we have all different types of things included in this lav. Anything other than properly roasted. So it's a lav shebekloes. And there's no malchus. Continues the Gemara. Yikadam, some presented Abaye's shita as follows. Tarati hu delilokin. Abaye meant to say that if a person eats something cooked, let's say, you don't apply twice malchus. You don't get the general and the specific. Chadam yas lucky. But one malchus he will get. Meaning, let's say, for some reason, there isn't a specific malchus here. Let's say, for example, something raw, or something cooked with chametz feria. So in that case, the malchus of mevushal won't apply, because it's not properly mevushal. So since that specific lav doesn't apply, even according to Abaye, the general lav, the general malchus, will apply in this case. You can't have both together, the specific and the general. But if there's no specific, there is the general. And he will get malchus on account of the isser of kiyum sliyesh, because it's not sliyesh. That's one approach. Ikedamri. The other approach was chadanami loyloki. According to Abaye, he will not even get one malchus in this case. Let's say a raw carbon pesach. Even though there's no specific lav involved in eating a raw carbon pesach, you will still not get that general malchus. For kiyum sliyesh. Why? Because this lav is not a specific lav. It's a general lav. And it's unlike, it's dissimilar to the lav of chasima, which is the source of all malchus. The pasuk there speaks about the concept of malchus and relates it to the lav of a person muzzling his, like Sachlam Shoyed Bedisha, he muzzles his animal while threshing with it. He's not allowed to do that, and the result is malchus. So that's the classic example of malchus, and we learn everything from there. Just as the malchus there, which generates, the lav there which generates malchus, is something specific. Don't muzzle your animal. We learn from there that in order to generate malchus, you need to have a specific lav, as opposed to a lav shebekloes. Don't eat it in any other way, other than properly roasted. That's a general lav. It's not referring to a specific act. It's not that this thing is usher. It's just, by default, everything other than the proper way is usher. So it's not a specified, specific thing. And therefore, according to this version of Abaye, it will not generate malchus in any situation. So according to Rava, there is malchus generated by lav shebekloes. According to Abaye, there isn't. We have two versions, either never or you can't get both. There's no double jeopardy. You can't have the specific lav and the general lav. But if there's no specific lav, you will get the general malchus. The Gemara will apply the same concept elsewhere. Same machlokes of Abaye v'Rava regarding lav shebekloes. Rava Amar, Ochal Zog, Lekishtayim. A nozer cannot consume any grapes, wine, or any vine materials, even branches and leaves of the vine. Now, we have specific lavin, we have a general lav. The Torah tells us that the nozer cannot have a zag, which is the skin of a grape. He can't have chartzanim, the pits of a grape. And then the Torah gives us a general lav. Then anything wine related is also to the nozer. So we have a general concept, a general lav, a lav shebekloes, and then a specific lav relating to certain specific items. So it's a similar concept to the carbon pesach. We have the same achlekes. Rav Amar, ochal zog loikishtayim. If a person eats a skin of a grape, he gets two malchus. Number one, a specific malchus relating to the zog, and in addition, the general malchus relating to anything which is wine or vine related. Chartzan, likewise, if he ate a pit, a grape pit, like Eshtayim, gets a double malchus. One on account of the pit, and one on account of the general malchus, because it's a vine product. Zag v'chartzan, like Yisholish. If he should eat skin of a grape and a pit, he gets three malchus. One for the zag, one for the chartzan, one the general malchus. According to Rava, there is malchus for a lav shebekloes. Abaye Amar, no. Ain't like in the lash of a cloth, there's no malchus on a general lav. Now, to what extent does Abaye apply this concept? Again, we have two versions. Igad Amri. Some said, Tarati Yud Liloki. According to Abai, you don't get twice Malkus. So if he ate a Zag, he won't get Malkus on account of the Zag, which is a specific Isser, and then a general Malkus. That doesn't happen. But Chadam Yasloki. But one he will get. Meaning, let's say, he consumed something where there's no specific lav pertaining to that. Rashi says, Olin, Lulavin, some vine branches. So there's no specific lav on that. It's included in the general Issa, general lav, of eating something which is vine related. So in that case, even according to Abai, he'll get Malkus, because he's not getting a specific Malkus. So twice you can't get. You can't get the specific and the general. But if it's something which doesn't have a specific lav, he will get Malkus because of the general lav. Ikadamri, the other version of Abai was no. Chad Nami Lucky, you won't even get more Malkus, even in this case where there's no specific Isser, like leave or of a wine. Even there, he won't get a general Malkus, because that general Isser is not a specific lav to this or to that. It includes everything that's vine or wine related, grapes, wine, leaves, branches. So it's not a specific lav, and it's dissimilar to the lav of chasima, of muzzling the animal, and therefore Malkus won't apply. So in conclusion, we learned that the pasuk about Teichlu Mimenu No contains two distinct elements. Firstly, specific Isurim. Don't eat No, don't eat Mevushal. Then a general concept. You're not meant to eat anything other than something properly roasted. That's merely a lav shebeklolis, because it includes anything by default. Let's analyze the pasuk. First, the pasuk says, "Atechlu mimenu na ubashal mevushal b'mayim." Na means partially roasted. We learn that mayim, of course, would be also. What about other mashkin? The Gemara says we include that as well, according to the Chachamim, because of the Kal v'Chomer, according to Rebbe, because of the double term ubashal mevushal. Nafka mina between two shittos would be tzli kedar, if it was cooked within its own, and using its own liquid, its own juice in a pot, according to the Chacham, that would be mutter because the Kal v'Chomer only includes something which interferes with the natural flavor of the meat. According to Rebbe, this too is included in Bashal Mavushal because it's a form of Bishal. What if he first roasted it and then cooked? Gemara says that it is also considered Aser. And according to one version, we follow Rabbi Yasi, and Ula says actually Ula would agree because Ubashal Mavushal is coming to include even this. Because despite the fact that it was originally roasted, the fact that he added Bishal to it, that additional element detracts from the status, the bishul, the tzoli status, and we regard it as also being something cooked. Now we have the second part of the pasuk, ki'in tzliyesh, which is a lav shebeklolis. You're not meant to eat it in any other manner than properly roasted. That includes everything other than properly roasted. No, mevushal, mevushal b'chamei tveria, which isn't considered properly cooked, chai, raw. So all those are included in this lav shebeklolis. So it depends. If we hold lav shebeklolis generates malkus, then he will get a malkus. In these cases as well, on account of this lav. So according to, let's say, Rava, he can get two malkus if a person eats mevushal. One on account of the specific lav, first part of the pasuk, don't eat mevushal, and then on account of the second part of the pasuk, because he is eating something in a manner other than sliyesh. According to the other shita, that we're not leika lav shebeklolis, this malkus won't generate a lav. Now, what about timing? If a person eats partially roasted meat, when it's still Erev Pesach, does the Issa, does the lav apply there as well? Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Achal kezayis no mibayidyoim pata. A person should eat a kezayis of partially roasted Karban Pesach meat, mibayidyoim while it's still day, not yet the time, the proper time of Achilas Karban Pesach, he is pata. But if he does so after nightfall, he's chayv. Another halacha, achal kazayis tzalim boidyan. A person should eat a kazayis of the roasted Karban Pesach while it's still day, while it's still Erev Pesach. By doing so, he doesn't disqualify himself from being able to join his group later that night and continue eating the Karban Pesach. So Rashi explains, generally a person is not meant to have part of his Karban Pesach in one location, part in the other, part with one group, part with the other. But in this case, where he had his first course when it was still daytime, not yet the Zman Achila, that's not reckoned with, that's not counted. And therefore, he can go ahead and rejoin his group later. It's not considered as though he's eating his Korban Pesach in two locations with two groups. However, Kazayitz Tzoli Mishach HaShecha, if he independently ate a Kazayitz of roasted meat after nightfall, now he can no longer rejoin his group because he had his Korban Pesach here in this location. He can't eat it in two places. Pasal Atzmai B'bnei HaChabur. So that's a Svara, because this concept of not rejoining only applies when he ate his first course during the Zman Achila, but not Mibaytoy. Now what about the first halacha? Why is he potter if he eats a kezayis na, improperly roasted, a kezayis of that Mibaytoy? Why is there no malchus there? The Gemara soon will give us the makar. Says the Braisa Tani Yidach, we have another Braisa. Yochel achal kezayis na Mibaytoy Mechayim. Perhaps even if he eats a kezayis na Mibaytoy, he would have a chiv malchus. Vidinu. Says the Gemara, we can actually draw this from a Kal V'Chomer to generate a Chiyuv Malkus, even if it's a Mibaydiyim. Why? Uma b'sha sheyeshnei b'kum echal tzoli. Since we find that even during the time when it is appropriate, there's a Chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to eat tzoli, which is nighttime, still there's an Isser yeshnei b'bal t'chal no. There's an Isser to eat something partially roasted. So despite the fact that there's a mitzvah to eat properly, there's still going to be an isser to eat improperly. Certainly b'shah she'ena b'kum echal tzoli. Certainly daytime, which is not an appropriate time to eat tzoli. Eino din, of course, she'yeshnei b'toichal no, that there would be an isser b'toichal no. So perhaps we should apply an isser, a malchus, for eating it raw, no, even on Erev Pesach. Says ma'oiloi, or perhaps just the opposite. Let's negate this Kal V'Chomer and actually come out with a conclusion that the Isser of Noah only applies to nighttime and not during daytime. B'shoah she'ena b'kum echal tzli, when there's a time where you cannot eat a tzli, meaning b'yidyoim, yeshnai b'bal toichal no. Yeah, at that point, there's an Isser b'bal toichal no, because it's not an appropriate time to eat Korban Pesach. However, perhaps when it is time to eat the Korban Pesach, nighttime, perhaps there wouldn't even be an Issur B'Toichal No. So you're working with the premise that certainly there's an Issur B'Toichal No, Mishach HaShecha, and based on that, of course, it's going to apply in Boidyan, which is not really an appropriate time to eat the Korban Pesach. Perhaps just the opposite. The Issa only applies in Boidyoim and not Mishach HaShecha, because then it's a proper time. There is a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. So since we have that allowance, perhaps the Bal Toichal No won't apply. Bal Tisma, don't be surprised. Shari Huta Mekloli Etzotzli, don't be surprised that Mishach HaShecha, there will be no longer an Isser, the Malkus of Bal Toichal No. Now of course there's an Isser because it's not properly roasted, but the Malkus of Bal Toichal No won't apply Mishach HaShecha. Don't be surprised. You know why? Shari Hutta Mekloli Tzotzli, because we find an exemption, when it comes to Tzli. Although Mibaydiyim, you can eat the Korban Pesach Tzli, right? Meant to eat it at night. It says, V'ochlo Sabasa Balayla Hazeh, meant to eat it at night. So, if we find that there is an exception, there's a Hutta Mekloli, when it comes to Tzli, because although you can eat it, Mibaydiyim, Mishach HaShecha, you can, so perhaps it makes things more lenient. And even if he should eat it, no, which is inappropriate, but a malchus perhaps won't apply. So perhaps let's take it in this direction, that there's no isser no once Pesach arrives, but there is during the day. Talmud leima, that's why we have to take a look at the pasuk. Al toichlu mimena no. Ubashel mevashel b'mayim. The pasuk continues. Ki im tzliyesh. We see the pasuk connecting the two things. He's not meant to eat it no mevushal, rather tzliyesh. She'en talmud leima kiim tzliyesh. There was no need for the pasuk to say, to describe how to eat the Korban Pesach kiim tzliyesh. Rashi says, we have another pasuk which says, meant to eat the Korban Pesach tzliyesh, matzis avarim rechlu. We have another pasuk for that. Now, Tosis points out, even though we have some shittas, for instance, Rava, who learns from Kiim Sliyesh that there is Malkus for anything other than roasted, the Lav Sheva Klolis. So how can the Gemara say, you don't need Sliyesh? So Tosis, the Gemara means to say that you don't need it to be placed right next to the Isser of Batoich Lono. The fact that the Pasuk joins them together indicates that there is a dependence, there's a correlation. What does the Pasuk mean? With the words Kiim Sliyesh, Loim Lecha to teach you like this, B'Shah Shiyeshnoi B'Kum Echotzli. At a point in time when there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach roasted, i.e. Pesach at night, Yeshnoi B'Al Teichel No. At that very point there's an instant to eat it, no. So two things are connected. Eat it properly and not improperly. However, during daytime, B'Shah She'enoi B'Kum Echotzli, when there's no mitzvah to eat at sleep, Enoi B'Al Teichel No. There's no Isser, there's no Malkus. No. So we learn from this Pasuk that the Isser Batoichalna is connected to eating at sleep. That only applies Mishach HaShecha. So a person should eat the Korban Pesach Na when it's still daytime. Although it's improper, he didn't eat it at the proper time, proper way. But the Malkus, on account of the Pasuk of Batoichalna, will not apply. Rabbi is going to add another aspect. Ekra ani bashal. The Tariqah simply said, bashal. Matam alayim mevushal. Why the added letters mevushal? It's coming to teach you halach. Sheyachal ainli elo shebishle mishach hashecha. Perhaps this isser only applies if the Korban Pesach was cooked once nighttime arrived, which is this man achilas Korban Pesach. And if it prepares it for the achila in this manner, yeah, there's a love. Bishle mi baydiyam im nayin. What if a person decided to cook his Korban Pesach when it's still daytime? The Zman Achila has not yet arrived. It's not really considered preparing it for the Achila. Perhaps Bishul Mibayjoyim won't have the same effect and won't generate the same love. Minayin, how do we know that even that type of Bishul is Asr as well? Talmud Leimar Bashul Mavushul. Mikol Mokim, the double Ashen, Bashul Mavushul, is including even this type of Bishul. Says the Gemara, how could Rebbe apply Bashal Mavushal for this halacha? We already used it elsewhere. Back on Amaral, the Rebbe. It says Gemara, Bahai Bashal Mavushal, Afke Rebbe Litzli Keder, Lushar Mashkin. This double term, Bashal Mavushal, Rebbe already applied it earlier to teach you the Korban Pesach cooked in other liquids other than water. And the Gemara concluded, even if it's Litzli Keder, if it's cooked in its own juice, also generates the lav and the malchus. So this pasuk is unavailable to teach us this halach. Im kain, if it would only be for that, le makra a bushel bushel a mevushel mevushel. We're just coming to include other juices. The Torah could have said a double lashon, but repeated the same word twice, bushel bushel mevushel mevushel. Why the difference in terms? My bushel mevushel. Why did the pasuk repeat it, but also change the form bushel and then mevushel? Shamas meratayti. Apparently, it's coming to include another thing. This halacha as well, that even if it was cooked mibaydiyim, it is still considered a Pesach mavushal and has the same liability. Okay, so we learned that if a person should eat kazayis not partially cooked, partially roasted, the Korban Pesach mibaydiyim, there's no lav there because the isra of lav is dependent on the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach, which only applies at night. And Rabbi concluded that the isra mavushal applies whether it was mevushal at night, which is the zman achila, and he's preparing for the achila in that manner, or even if it was mevushal by daytime, where it's not yet the zman achila, it carries the same consequences. Tanu Rabbanan, what about if he ate a kazayis of tzoli, miboydiyim? What happens there? Ochal tzlim boydiyim, chayiv, he's chayiv. U kazayis no, mishach hashecha, chayiv. And likewise, if he ate a kazayis of partially roasted, mishach hashecha, once nighttime arrived, he's chayiv. So this is the Braisa. Says the Gemara, K'tani Tzli, Dumi Dino. The Braisa states Tzli in the same context as No, which indicates, Ma No Belav, just as if a person eats No, Mishach HaShecha, what happens? It's a Lav and it's Malkus. Av Tzli Belav. Likewise, if he ate Tzli, Mi Boidjoin, in an inappropriate time, there's a Lav. Says the Gemara, which Lav? Bishle Men No Ksiv, Al Toichlu Men No. When it comes to No, we have a Pasuk. Don't eat No. That's a Lav. Ella, Tzli, Menolan. But How do you know that there is a lav and a malchus by tzli? Tichsev. V'ochlo sabosa b'layla hazeh. You meant to eat the basa of Karban Pesach, b'layla hazeh. We have a diyuk. B'layla in, only during nighttime. B'yoyim loy, but not during the day. Okay, so that's your makar? What do you mean? Hay lav haba miklal aseyu. This is not a direct lav. It's an implied lav. Eat it now, which implies don't eat it earlier during the day. Since it's not a direct lav, that doesn't have a din of a lav. B'chol lav haba miklal aseyu. A lav which is derived from an aseh, such as here, it's an implied lav. It doesn't have a din of a lav. There's no chiv there. It has a din of an aseh. So how can you say if a person eats tzlim b'yodem is chayv? Amar Rav Chizah Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda, who follows Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that this is unique, as we're going to see. And yeah, this type of thing is considered a lav and carries a chiv. Tesanya, as we learn to the Brice, Shoyr b'seh sorua v'kolot. You have a shoyr or seh which is sorua, so whose limbs are disproportionately sized. V'kolot, or his hooves are unsplit. So it's inappropriate for a carbon, it's a mum. What can you do with it? Nedava tasa oisei. The Pasuk says you can give it as a nedava, you can donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would go ahead and sell it and use the funds for repairs, for maintenance. So the Pasuk says, Oisai, Nudavatasa Oisai. We learn from there. Oisai atamatvis the Bedek Abayis. This type of carbon which has a blemish, this balmum, can we donate it for the Bedek Abayis? Vi'i atamatvis t'mimim le Bedek Abayis. However, you may not hand over a behemoth which is a tamim with an animal to the Bedek Abayis. You can be maglish a tamim to the Bedek Abayis. If you want to be maglish a tam, be maglish to the Mizbeach, not the Bedek Abayis. Mikan Amru, from here we learned, call a matfis, tmimim, the better kabayis, or be asset. If a person is matfis, a balchai, who is a tomim, to the better kabayis, he's over an asset. Because the Torah says, you only meant to hand over balimum, not a tomim. Eilel ba'asset, that's only an asset. But let's say the same in nine. How do we know that even a lois asset is applied here? Because the Torah here is speaking about an asset. Do it this way, but not in any other way. So even though there's an implied iser, but it's a lav haba mechal asay, which has a din of an essay, how do we know to apply even a lois essay? In this case, Talmud Loimar, the pasuk begins, the parsha begins, Vayidab Hashem Moshe Leim. That teaches us, limid al kol parsha kula, shehei b'lois asay. This teaches us that anything in this parsha, the parsha that we just mentioned, discussing handing over behemoths, if something is inappropriate, not only is it an isra asay, but even a lois asay is applied. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Bakapar. My mashma, what do you mean? How do you see from Vaidaba Hashem Vishalemar that anything contained in this parsha involves a lav? Amalei Rabbi Bakapar responded, this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Dechsiv Lemar. Vaidaba Hashem Vishalemar. We take the word Lemar and we treat it like a combined word, a nutrikan. Loi ne'amar b'dvarim. Lemar is loi ne'amar b'dvarim. A loi, a lois asay, was related to these words. As Tosis explains, it doesn't mean to say that any time we have Aydav Hashem Moshe Lemar, everything following is a lois asay. Because actually, as Mashal points out, the Gemara Yumad Avdal tells us that why is it that we always have Aydav Hashem Moshe Lemar? What's the point of Lemar? Hashem spoke to Moshe. Why Lemar? So Gemara learns from there that when somebody, the Gemara, that the Pasuk is teaching us that if somebody gives over information, relates something to somebody which is of somewhat private nature, that recipient can't go ahead and transfer it further. Can't reveal it without asking specific permission from the original person. That's why the Torah always has to say, Vayidab Hashem Moshe, Lemar, Leich Emor Lehem Yisrael. Hashem is granting specific permission to Moshe. Go ahead and relate what I've told you, what I'm going to tell you, the mitzvahs, to Klal Yisrael. So actually, Lemar elsewhere is coming to teach us something. But here specifically, what we have within this parsha, a lav havoah mechlal asay, right? Such as in this case where we have the pasuk telling us you can give the the Balmum to Bedek Abayis Oisai, but not something else, not something which is a Tam. So we have a Lav, which is implied from an essay. Here, Rabbi Yehuda holds that being that the Torah begins, Vayidav Hashem Eshal Lemer, coming to teach us that it's not just a Lav Habam Chal Asay, it has a status of a Lav. Because Lemer is Loi Nemer Bedvarim. A Loi to say is applied to these words. That's one version. Bei Rav Amri, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, that had a different interpretation. Lemer means Lav Emer. Tell them that there's a Lav. Not only is there going to be an essay, because a Lav Habam Chal Asay is generally only an essay, but it's actually a Lav, it's an Isser, it's a Mais Isser. As Rabbi Chananel explains, that this second approach, Bei Rav, they want to go a step further. In order for it to be a true Malkus, a true Lav, a Mas Isser, it's not enough to be an implied Isser, that it's something inappropriate. Don't divert from what you're supposed to do. Lav Emor, make it into a Lav, say this specific act, specific Mais, is a Maisa Isser. And as a result of that, we treat it like a regular Lav, and it generates Malkus. So, says the Gemara, apparently, the Braisa, which tells us that a person eats a kezayis of tzli, properly roasted meat, mibayjoyim, it generates Chiv and Malkus, is following Shitas of Yehuda. Because as Rashi explains that, here as well, we have in the beginning of the Pasha, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Val Aaron Lamer. So Lamer is coming to add the Lav, the Chiv element, to the Tzli B'Yoyim, because although it seems that it's only an implied Lav, V'Ochlo Sabasa B'Layla Zeh, only B'Layla, not B'Yoyim, so it's a Lav which is coming from an essay. In fact, the Torah begins with Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Val Aaron Lamer. It's coming to add the Lav element, and we treat it like an ordinary Lav, and generates Malkus. Okay, let's take a quick review of the Daf. We discussed the Pasuk about Teichlu Menu, which has two elements. It begins with specific Yisurim, don't eat No, don't eat Mevushon, the Mor says, not only with water, even other Mashkim as well. When it comes to Tzlikeda, we have Machlekes, between the Rabbanon, who included in the Lav, whereas the Rabbanon who did not include in the Lav, because there's no added flavor there, going to Rebbe, Bushel and Bushel is going to include even this type of Bishel. Regarding Tzolei and afterwards Bishel, the Gemara says that's also Aser, whether it's Rabbi Yasi or whether all Shittas. The second part of the Pasuk, which says Kiyim Tzliyesh, which indicates that you're not meant to eat it in any other manner. So it's a general, all-encompassing Lav. Anything other than roasted is inappropriate. So we have a Machlekes between Rava, who says that even a Lav Shabbakalolis generates Malkus. According to him, a person eats No, who have a double Malkus. One on account of the specific Isser, because Atoichu Menu No applies to that, and also it's not Tzliyesh. Same thing with Mevushal. Same thing with something which isn't No Mevushal at all. It's Mevushal B'chamei Tveria, but it's not Tzliyesh. So you have the Lav of Tzliyesh. Or let's say if it's raw. According to Abaye, however, there's no Malkus on Lav Shebecholis. There are two versions of Abaye. Whether the point of Abaye is that you can't have a specific Malkus and a general Malkus, but if there's no specific Malkus, there will still be a general Malkus, for instance, in the case where it's raw. So there's no specific Malkus for that. Perhaps there, Malkus will apply because of the general Malkus, or perhaps no. Even in that case, a general Malkus, Lav Shebeklolis, cannot generate Malkus. We have two versions in Abaye. What else do we learn from this second part of the Pasuk, of Kiyim Tzliyesh? Says the Gemara teaches us that if a person eats the Pesach, not, but he did it in Bayidyoim, he's Pater, because the Torah is clearly connecting the Isser of not with the positive element with the mitzvah of Kiyim Tzliyesh, which teaches us that only at that very point in time when there's a mitzvah of eating Tzliyesh, namely at night, is there an Isser of Na. But by Dyaim, since there's no mitzvah to eat Tzliyesh, there will be no Malkus, no Lav of Na. Finally, the Gemara says, if a person eats Tzliyesh by Dyaim, he's Chayiv, the Gemara concluded, following Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, that although this is merely a Lav Habam Chal Asay, because V'Ochlo Tabasa Balal Azeh teaches us, yeah, he meant to eat it now, during nighttime, but not during daytime. So it's a Lav which is implied, it's an implied Lav, which is generally not considered an essay. But since this parsha begins with the word Lamar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's applied even to this case of Lav Avom Chalasei, and gives it a status of a true Lav and a Chiv Malkus. Take care, much, much Hatzlacha.